Thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I have your first and last name, please?
Mary King.
All right, thank you. And if you'll please verify your shipping address.
5401 Limbrook Drive, Houston, Texas, 77056.
Okay. All right, thank you. I've located this account. This is for Viromax. This is a male enhancement supplement. Looks like there's also, let's see here, nitric oxide as well. All
right. No. This is Vitality Max.
I'm showing.
Vitality, mm-hmm. Vitality Max and Viromax are the two things that sent me, which I never ordered. And what's the name of the company?
All right, so this is for Viromax.
And Vitality Max. And I'm not a man. I would not order this. So, what's going on?
Okay, so I'll take a look at it here. This is a risk-free 14-day trial that started back in July of last year. There was a risk-free trial. You paid shipping and handling, or there was paid shipping and handling $545 and $545 at the end of that 14-day trial. If it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail. So that's $91.95 per supplement.
I never even did this. I mean, what's going on?
Now let's go over the account details. Yes, ma'am. I'm just telling you what I see here. So let's go over the details. The email address on the account is meking10@comcast.net.
That's correct. And I did not order this.
Okay. Phone number on the account is 713-627-3517.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
All right. So we'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Is there anyone else in your household, such as a spouse or a family member, that may have placed this order without your knowledge?
Not using, did they use a credit card?
Yes, ma'am. The last four digits, 4134.
That's me. Yes, okay. That's my card.
And I'm checking the, I'm going to check on the tracking. So it's showing the last shipment was delivered February 16th. Are you receiving those supplements? Okay.
Yes, I've gotten two sets of them. And I thought, where in the world are they coming from? I mean, I never ordered this. And I'm not a man.
Okay.
I mean, and it's male supplements.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think, do you have a husband or spouse? Do you think that it's possible they place this
he
order?
Would never use, no, he would never use my credit card. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I will go ahead and I can issue a refund for the last three charges. And they should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
What's the name of the company? Because I've tried to look on my charge thing. And what's the name of the company that is behind this?
Okay, it's Viromax. Viromax. So,
I haven't even gotten any bills that I know of from Viromax.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think that they would have. There would have been emails sent, I would assume. So maybe you can check your emails just with the. Maybe shipping and tracking information, possibly the invoice. But I'll go ahead and issue these refunds.
But why wouldn't it show up on my charge card? The charges. Why wouldn't it?
So you're not seeing that on your.
No.
Okay.
Not from Byron, whatever the name of this company is. No. Never heard of them.
So you're not seeing $91.95 on that charge card statement?
No. Well, not from this company. No.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, maybe this company has another name.
I was going to say, I'm not sure how it'll show up on your statement, but we can definitely cross-reference the charges, the dates.
91 what? 91?
85. I'm sorry, 91, 95. 91, 95.
Okay, I'll go look. Do you want me to go look right now?
That's up to you. I'm issuing the refunds. If you would like, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, well, go ahead. Maybe they have another name for their company, but I never even ordered this. I mean, this is bizarre. Okay, I'm going up,
ma'am.
And I just got a statement. I just got a statement, so let me go look. I'll look.
Okay.
You didn't order any mail enhancement stuff off of my credit card? No. I just put this up. Here, girl, please. Bill receipts. Where is it? Here. Where is my... Here it is. Let me get my glasses.
All right.
Okay. Now, this is called, I was questioning something called Primal Harvest, but I don't see anything that says 91. Oh, wait. Everyday online premium, $91.95. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yes, ma'am. So I can give you the dates of the transactions. Like I say, I'm not sure how it'll show up on your statement. I do have the account canceled to prevent any future charges. I've issued a refund for, let's see, that's a February 14th. Mm-hmm. So February 14th.
This says February 13th, but anyway, okay.
Yeah, it might. 91, yes, ma'am. It may vary. Go ahead.
Oh, and there's now. What's up here? Wait a minute. Okay, here's another one that says 91.95, and it says First Choice Online Elect. Another one.
Okay. So I'm refunding the dates of February 4th. My system shows the 14th. There's February 8th. And then there's November 3rd.
That's that one. Okay. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's that one. Okay. But it has different names.
First yes, ma'am.
Choice Online Elect and then Everyday Online Premium. Oh, my God. It's some kind of joke. Okay.
All right, so you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, and thank you so much. I mean, I'm glad I got this bill out. Well, then it's going to be canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am, it's canceled. Were you issued a cancellation number?
Okay.
If not, I have that. All right.
Okay,
it
hold
is.
On. I got to write it down. I got to write it down. Okay. What's the number?
C as in cancel, 678-638-507. All right.
Okay.
That's the cancellation number.
Okay. C-678-638-537.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
So bizarre how they got my charge card and everything. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.